K4HKX. This is K4HNR. Are you still out there? I heard your call sign earlier, but I had to take a phone call. Just wanted to give you a shout.
4HKX. Hey, Connor. How are you doing this afternoon?
And now just heading through TR.
I'm out here on 290 heading back toward 25, so hope you had a good day at work today.
Yeah, it was good. It was good for a Tuesday. Better than a Monday. But yeah, it was good. It's been a crazy time after after we get through the holidays in the construction world. It just gets crazy. Everyone wakes back up. They've got a new budget for the year, and they're all excited. So it's been crazy in our world. How about you?
For me, this is my slowest time of the year. January, most of February. Everybody starts getting their taxes back, and then that's when I start getting busy again.
Nice, that's awesome. Now, Shane's told me a little bit kind of about you and what you do, but remind me, what is it that you do?
I'm a Matco tool franchise. I run a tool truck.
Awesome, yeah, so just waiting for everyone to get those tax refunds back.
It's fairly busy because businesses are trying to spend money before the end of the year. And then sometimes their accountants will tell them they need to spend money still, and you know they'll be a little busy toward before they file their taxes, spending money. So it just varies a lot around that. And then in the summertime it'll slow down again because of vacations, kids are out of school, so a lot of that extra money then goes back into that stuff.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and the commercial construction world is kind of the opposite of that. It gets real, especially in roofing. It's hard to roof when it's cold when it's cold outside. Adhesives don't work. It's too windy. It's just not a fun time. But, yeah, it's the start of the year. It's 100 miles an hour all through winter, first of the year, the spring and summer. And then we always look forward to, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Everyone eats up their PTO and everyone's out of the office. And it just kind of slows down and, we just take a breath for a little bit and then hit it again. So, yeah, it's very much a cycle, but, yeah, we're slammed during when it's nice and sunny outside, the spring, summer, and fall especially. But, it makes you look forward to the slow times, but also, it comes and goes, I guess.
Every business goes through cycles that I know of anyway, of some sort. But you just got to take the good with the bad and plan for what you can.
Just keep putting food on the table. So what is your, daily, what does your work look like driving around a Matco truck?
Typically, I'll hit anywhere from 20 to 30 shops a day. There may be one guy in there, there may be 10. So just dealing with that. And then I got a different area of town every day of the week. So Monday, I'm in Traveler's Rest. And then Tuesday, I'm in Cherrydale. Wednesday, I'm over toward Easley. Thursday, I'm in Greer. And Friday is my kind of just do whatever needs to be done. There, catch all, office work, paperwork, restocking, picking up toolboxes, freight, whatever needs to be done that day.
Mobile, you really are mobile. That's all over the place.
My office is my tool truck. Everything I do is right out of here. So when I don't have it, it really messes with my business.
That's pretty cool. Nice. Yeah, it sounds like it's mixed up a good bit. It's not the same thing every day. And, yeah, you get to be out and about around town. That's pretty nice. My day is mostly behind a desk. It's probably 95% behind a desk, making phone calls, I'm an estimator and project manager, so it's a lot of phone calls and coordinating and lining up trucks and deliveries and calling our, contractors and different people and just keeping the wheels on the bus. And then the other 5%, I like to put on my hard hat and my safety vest that's, never really seen the sunlight and go out and put my boots on and climb up on the roof and check things out. But, yeah, it's fun to get out.
It would be to get out of the office some. Look forward to those days when you can do that, I guess. Never know unless it's the only time you ever go out is when there's a problem. Then I would look forward to those days.
That's the other side of it. You try to make sure that, you know, the only time you make a site visit is not only to solve a problem, but you also have to go out there just on a random day and, you know, take someone to lunch and just shoot the wind. And, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it is a little bit of both.
Been doing that, Connor.
Roofing, in the position I'm in for about 4 years, but the last 2 years with this company that I'm with up in East Flat Rock.
Another company before that?
Different company up in Asheville. And then, yeah, just it'll be 2 years next month that I came to this company I'm with now. I knew a lot of folks that worked here, and it's a much smaller company, a lot more my speed. We do projects all over the Southeast, but it's just a lot more of a family company, and, you know, I like the pace of it a lot more. The one I was with previously had dozens of locations and just, you know, a bunch of bosses to report to, and you know how fun that is.
I'm with you. I like the smaller businesses better, where you at least can speak to everybody and know them by their name.
Yeah, much, much more my speed. I'm part of a team of a couple of estimators and project managers, and yeah, it's just a lot more fun. Not big departments, and, you know, don't have to deal with big department heads and this boss and that boss and multiple VPs and everything. So turn into a headache after a while, and hey, I'm glad I'm at where we're at. But yeah, and then before that, was at Chick-fil-A for about 9 years up in Hendersonville. And that's how, I don't know if you know, that's how I met my wife's older brother, Shane. That's Shane's oldest son. I met him at a Chick-fil-A grand opening out in California. And we were training up some new employees at a new store out there, and that's how we met.
I have to go all the way to California to meet somebody right here in the same town. But I know how that is. I've done kind of the same thing, not quite that far away.
It's wild. It's crazy. Yeah, we met way out there, and he proposed to his wife, and we got talking and, you know, became pretty good friends. And then, yeah, we... 3 weeks after that opening, we were just talking, and, oh, well, we live an hour apart, let's hang out, and, you know, just one thing leads to another, and here we are.
It's funny how things line up and how they happen. It makes it interesting anyway to hear other people's stories. So it's always interesting because of that point of it. I met my wife. We're from the same town, but we didn't know each other at all until one summer between school, and we met working at Ingalls down there, and that was it.
I mean, it's always fun to look back and see how our, you know, different people's paths crossed and everything, and it's just amazing. It's amazing that you even meet at all, and here you are, have a family.
I settled into the new house, KO4HKX.
I'm settled. Yeah, we, working on different projects here and there. Just put up some shelves yesterday, and we're just slowly taking it, you know, a thing at a time. Just kind of taking it easy through the winter and trying to let it warm up. But yeah, we're getting settled. We're enjoying it. I really like the neighborhood. It's right here south of Furman. Yeah, we're enjoying it. It's been a really nice breath of fresh air, especially after several years of living in an apartment.
Bet. Living in an apartment, no thank you. Been there, done that. So you say south of Furman on 25?
Yeah, pretty much right off of 25 over in these new houses and one of these new developments. There's, I don't know, probably 10 or so over here, just south of the golf course over here. But we've been on a third story apartment, a couple different ones the last couple of years, so I'm enjoying not having to take him down, you know, every time he has to go to the bathroom or something, and he's enjoying the backyard. K4HNR.
So I'm assuming you're living in the new ones that were built right there, pretty much across from the library, just up from the library.
I'm not sure. I don't know. There might be a library near here, but I have not seen one. They were, this neighborhood, those good old Ryan's homes, they were just built probably in 2019. We're the just the second couple to live in our house, but yeah, it's fairly new.
The ones I was thinking about have just went up this last year. on both sides of the road right there. So you're a little further down.
Yeah, we're within walking distance of the Swamp Rabbit Trail. But yeah, we're here real close. We like it. I really like downtown Traveler's Rest. I'm originally from up in Hendersonville, which is, you know, a lot smaller than Asheville, definitely a lot smaller than Greenville. So I like smaller towns.
Up in Ballard, just west of Hendersonville, and I live right below DuPont State Forest, right there at the foot of the mountain.
Well, yeah, that's right where we grew up. We grew up over in Mills River, but yeah, just about every weekend we were out there in Pisgah and DuPont, and man, we love that place. That's awesome. Yeah, Brevard's beautiful. We used to go to a church up there a couple years ago, but it was tough after we moved down here. Pretty far ways up there.
I make the drive 4 days a week, so I know exactly how far it is.
Go, man, that's funny. Well, yeah, well, hey, I'm about to pull in, start thinking about some dinner. So, but it was good talking to you, Patrick. I appreciate it. I've heard your call here and there, and I've been on the phone or dealing with something different, but finally wanted to give you a shout. I'm glad we could chat a little bit.
I don't know what time you go in to work of a morning, but there's a morning crew on here starting about 5:30. You're welcome to join in any time going up and down the mountain. I'm usually one of them.
Good deal. Yeah, normally I wake up, probably get up around 6 and leave around 7. So yeah, I'm heading up the mountain around 7 to 8 or so and then heading back down somewhere between 3 and 5.
But good to talk to you this afternoon, Connor, and hope you have a good evening, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I hope you have a good rest of your evening, and yeah, we will definitely be talking to you soon. All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, K4HNR.